This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency. If there are any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KI4DOS. Nothing heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directive net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the SwapNet portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RagChew, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over and get our EchoLink stations. I would like to say good evening to KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. And KF4CKT, that's Mr. John down there in Honeypath. And KC4WGG, that's Mr. Patrick, he's in Rome, Georgia. And KE4VGN, that's Mr. Richard over in Greenville. And N4UYB, that's Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's down in Prosperity. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, and her husband Don, KG4PFI, they're down in Piedmont. And N4CRV, that's Mr. Lee, he's down in Simpsonville. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine, she's in Traveler's Rest. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And W4SBX, that's Mr. Brad, he's in Simpsonville. BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here at Easley. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride. KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, they're up in Hendersonville. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing really well. We'll go over to our EchoLink stations now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa. Landing via EchoLink Liberty. In and out.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim and Berea. Negative and negative.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KG4WNP. That's Mr. Landon over in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Hope you're doing well. Good seeing you this past Saturday. And KO4YHY, that's Mr. Jim. He's over in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well, and good seeing you on Saturday as well. That's all the EchoLink stations I got up right now, so we'll go over to the RF check-ins, starting with M through P. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena and my husband Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. she's in West Shoals and should be negative than negative.
Joyce? Tell Miss Joy I said hello. Check in, WG4MC. This is Matt Weston, Greenville County. Be negative and negative. 7-3 to you all the net, and it was good seeing you Saturday.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge, 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4. Excuse me. Well, I can't even read my own writing tonight. Like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Lorena brings along their daughter, KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. She's via telephone relay from Ware Shoals. Appreciate all of y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Then we got WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're doing well, and it was good seeing you this past Saturday. I'll also relay your message in there to Joey. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. NN2SWJ. That's Scott down in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KI4DOS. KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2. Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2, TXJ, Jim, Fobel, and Taylors, I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Hello there, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QOG, this is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N2SWJ. That's Mr. Scott over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Hope you are doing well. And KA2TXJ, that's Mr. Jim. He's mobile over there in Taylors. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Good seeing you on Saturday. You be careful out there on the mobile, and hope you are doing well. And then we got KO4QLG. That's mother, brother, by different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Chris. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Had the volume turned down, so I'm late. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. Thank you for calling the net, Gary. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, Tom.
It's KI4DOS, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well. And hope you didn't get too worn out over at cardiac rehab today, Tom.
Cold.
Oh, man, that's not good. Well, you get over that, and I'm sure Miss Bernice will take good care of you while you're getting over that cold. But it does make it hard to exercise when you're not feeling well. Appreciate you being here and get to feeling better there, young man. Let's move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary and everybody else on the net, could you please check in KQ4YOO? That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar. Clint in Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative, 73.
4DOF. Good evening to you and Ms. Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Gary.
Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Good evening, Gary.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4YOO, Mr. Clint, down there in Honeypath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clint. Hope you are doing well. And N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane at home up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello. And Shane, you're in a different location, it sounds like. Sounds like you're out there in your garage with no vehicles in it. You got a little background echo. doesn't really sound like you, but you're coming in really good. Appreciate you being with us. And then we got KE4ZHF. That's Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. We got you, Keith. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Hope you're doing well. And please tell Miss Mary and Miss Mary we said hello. Hope both those young ladies are doing well. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Hello, Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. You already have me checked in on pre-check, but wanting to say hello to you and everybody else by RF. So this is Ben. I'm coming out of downtown Greenville. Wish everybody a good night.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4ZWE. No, excuse me, ZEW. KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben. He's in Greenville this evening, and Ben did not get you on the pre-net check-ins. Don't know why, but you weren't on the pre-net check-in list tonight, so I'm glad you checked in via RF, so we got you in the log there, young man. I hope you're doing well. Let's move up now to the Alpha through Delta group, the front of the alphabet, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Pitiful group right there. Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move on up to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose tonight. No comment, no traffic, Gary. Please tell Joy Elise and I said hello.
The DOS. Hey, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I will be negative tonight, Gary, and thanks.
4DOS. In Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Care 4EEE. Greg in Hendersonville, thank you very much for calling the net tonight, Gary. I will be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. All on the net. Hope you and Miss Joy are having a good evening at home. Staying warm tonight. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. AK4HR. My name's Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. No traffic, no comment. 73, do you have on this?
DOS. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo. That's K4HNR. This is Connor. I'm over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative or negative. Thanks.
4DOS. In Kilo Romeo 4 Foxtrot Hotel X-ray KR4FHX, Jamie over in Gaffney, and if I may, I do have an announcement.
KR4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Jamie, I'll be right to you to let you make that announcement. Let me recognize these fine folks. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And KR4EEE. That's Mr. Greg up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. And AK4HR, that's Mr. Mike. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And K4HNR, that's Mr. Connor over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Connor. Hope you're doing well. And KR4FHX, that's Miss Jamie up there in Gaffney with an announcement. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Jamie. Hope you're doing well, and go right ahead with your announcement there, young lady.
I just wanted to put the word out again for the Cherokee County Amateur Radio Emergency Services SantaNet that they're sponsoring. That's going to be on the 145.430 repeater with a PL of 162. We have a DMRS net that already has quite a few signed up, but we haven't had as many on the ham side. That will be taking place Friday, December the 12th at 7:30.
Jamie, you're having a Santa net on, I missed the frequency, but I did get the PL tone on it. Friday, December the 12th at 7:30. Is that correct? And give me that frequency again.
That's 145.430. It's on the Gaffney repeater. Cherokee County Emergency Management Division sponsors the repeater.
Buddy, we do appreciate that. Hopefully we'll get over there December the 12th and at least get in on your net and give you some numbers there. Does anyone need any feels on Jamie's announcement? What are they going to do on the net? Are they going to have a Santa Claus to where they can let the younger children talk to Santa on radio or what?
Plan, and it would be very helpful. There's an email address we're asking the RSVPs to come into, and I can make sure that lands on the Facebook page, if that helps. And if they will send in their call sign and the child's name, Santa will greet the children and allow them a few minutes to talk in the order with which we receive the sign-up.
That is a really, really good idea, and it also gets the children involved in our wonderful hobby and gets their foot in the door, you know, with it. And who knows, they may enjoy it as much as we do and get carried away with it. But see if we can't participate in that. I don't have any small children at home, don't have any small grandchildren. My youngest grandchild just turned 19. I can't believe he's that old. Because I'm not any older. I guess something's wrong with him. But see if we can get over there on December the 12th at 7:30 and see if we can help y'all out a little bit. But do appreciate you bringing that to us and bring it back again so everybody will get the word out and maybe y'all have a really, really good time. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's try Echo through Hotel again. E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Tango Whiskey. Chuck in Campobello. On HD. And I will stick around for the scratch you. I just want to check another radio interaction.
KI4DOS. Again, Kilo Quebec 4, Hotel Lima, Zulu, Benson, and Marshall. Nothing for the net. Thank you for calling. 73 all around. KQ4HLZ, back to net.
I4DOS in a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KR4ETW. That's Mr. Chuck over there in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chuck. Hope you're doing well. And, Chuck, I got you down for some rags, you. We'll see if we can help you out checking that other radio out here in just a little bit. And then we got KQ4HLZ. That's Mr. Benson up there in Marshall. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Benson. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Let's move up now to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And this is James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, since there'd be threes for each one of you.
Yes.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo, KO4IPB. This is Paul over in Greenville. Gary, I hope you're doing all right tonight. I appreciate you calling net. I'll be negative negative, but I'll be staying in here listening for the right shoe. Thanks a lot.
TOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Gary, good evening to you and Joy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4 DOS. Great. Got a frog in my throat. I had the hiccups. I'm overcoming it all, and here I am. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Oh, my. I hope everybody has a good night. It stays warm tonight. Bring the covers up over your ears if you have to. KK4JBQ. Back to you, Gary.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And KO4IPB. That's Mr. Paul over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Paul. Hope you're doing well. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over there in Greer, where Larry swallowed a frog and got the hiccups from it. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Hope you get your throat cleared up and your hiccups stop. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Let's open it up in a big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Well, please check in Whiskey 0 November Sierra W0NS Jonathan Mobile in Greenville tonight. Negative and negative, I'm out chasing the Aurora.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 Sierra. Located in Allenborough. I'll be negative negative, but good evening, Gary, and say hello to Joy, please. Hope y'all are doing well.
DOS. Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor. Operator is Ross, Radio Ocean Sugar Sugar. QTH is Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, Gary. Hello to everybody listening.
EOS. The net. Please check in KC4SKB. Your neighbor Larry over in Easley. KG4AHS. Rhonda, we're both no traffic, no wreck to you. Gary, hope you're doing well. Also, by telephone relay, my two younger brothers, N9TEC Randall, Asheville, and KF4GGF Charlie in Goose Creek. Good evening, everybody on the frequency, KC4SKD.
Gary, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to W0NS. That's Mr. Jonathan, mobile over there in Greenville, chasing the Aurora Borealis. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jonathan. Jonathan, I didn't know you were be able to see it down this far, but if that's the case, I may have to go outside and join you. I'd love to see that again. But appreciate you being with us, and hope you are doing well. You be careful out there on the mobile. Then we got KK4SMV. That's Mr. Dale up there in Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dale. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope she's doing well. And KV4RV. That's Mr. Ross over there in Taylor's. Ross, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. Then we got KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda over here in Easley. And Larry brings along his two brothers, N9TEC. That's Mr. Randall up in Asheville. And KF4GGF, Mr. Charlie down in Goose Creek. Appreciate all of y'all being with us tonight. Larry, please tell Rhonda, Randall, and Charlie we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Then we got K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. 4DOS, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha Victor. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha Victor. This is John over in Central. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for calling the net.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KO4RAV. That's Mr. John down there in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. John. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo Victor 4 Nancy Charlie. This is Gabriel in Greenville. And we'll be listening for the duration.
Gabriel, never like to say good evening. KV4NC. Mr. Gabriel over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Hope you are doing well. Tell Veronica and all the children we said hello. And tell Alex he's going to have to get on the radio so we can get him into log. And while you're at it, tell Juan over there in Greenville. I hadn't heard Juan in a while. I know he's probably been real busy, but just like everybody else. But tell O if you get to talk to him.
Yep. I will, I will. He's been working a lot, too. And Alex is working at Riley. So, yeah, both are pretty busy. Well, everybody's busy lately, really. But, yeah, I'll pass along. Carry on.
Well, y'all take care over there. Have a wonderful evening. Hope all y'all are doing well. Do we have any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. About going to wrap it up for that part of the net. It seems like we got everybody. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the reg 2 portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. We have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book, call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an Astron RS-20A. That's a linear power supply. They would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. A fella has 100 feet of low-loss Super 8 coax. He says it's like new, and he would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood D700. That's a 2-meter 440 transceiver. He has the MC80 desk mic. He has the stock hand mic. He has the programming cables and two manuals. He is running this as a base station. It's a mobile unit, but he's running it as a base. And he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The last item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. Fella has four of the Mestastic antennas. He said these are new antennas, and they would like $15 each for them. Does anyone need any fields?
RXB. Contact the information for the gentleman with the Mestastic antennas.
His name is Brad. His call sign is Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-Ray, W4SBX. He lives down there in Simpsonville. You can reach him via telephone at 864-201-0729. Copy?
Got it. Appreciate it. K4XB.
Hope you and Brad can get together on those, or one of those, or whatever. Thanks for using the swap net. Do appreciate you. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, let's see who's first up on the RAG-2 list. The only RAG-2er I've got tonight is Mr. Chuck up in Campobello. KR4ETW. Mr. Chuck, what have you been up to today there, young man? KR4ETW. Chuck, you still around?
Standby,
Warren. Well, we're here. I know you said you wanted to try out a different radio. I guess you're trying to get it all hooked up and ready to go. So we'll give you a minute for that, and hopefully you'll be back on the air.
Yeah, 4DOS, KR4ETW, copy now.
Oh, yeah, got a good clear copy on you there, Chuck. Sounding good. Is that a different radio?
A little small mobile.
Real fine job. You're just full quieting into the machine, and sound like you're sitting here in the room with me, over.
That, got two or three of them. I've got that new ICOM working. I just hadn't put it in yet, but I just stuck this one in here to see if it'd work as I put it in my truck, if it pans out.
I put it in my truck. It sounds really good. What kind is it? What's the name brand on it?
It's a Kenwood.
Kind of partial to Kenwoods anyway. That's what I got out there in my truck. My my VHF, UHF is a Kenwood. My HF's a Kenwood. I'm talking on a Kenwood now, so I can't, I'm kind of partial to them, but my big base station's a Yaesu.
I think it's a TM-B7.
Big, and it's sounding really good. Like I said, I'd put it in my truck. I wouldn't have to think twice about it.
I think I'm having a little trouble with, I just got on cigarette plug right now. I'm having a little trouble with connection there, but a couple of odds and ends I need to check on it. Turn the truck off, or this vehicle off, and it goes back to 144, so I had to reset it.
Well, I hate that, but maybe it's just the getting the power through the cigarette lighter plug. I don't know. I don't like using those for a lot of different reasons. Too many loose connections. I like my power to go straight to the battery, and if I can get it that way. But you do what you have to when you just getting started, and you're trying to figure out things and see if how they're going to work in your different vehicles and that sort of thing. But I know you'll get it straightened out and get it the way you want it.
Man, like I said, this. All new to me, every bit of it, so, yeah, we got to crawl a little bit. We're going to stand up one day.
That's the best way to do it. Just keep it simple and take it one step at a time.
Everything going out with you today?
I can't complain about a thing. I had a real good day today. I had to go over to the dump and haul my trash off. I don't have trash pick up here at the house. I just, throw it in my truck and take it over there. It's not that far. And real nice folks over there. And so I take it over there and throw my trash away. But I went over there today and stood around and talked to them fellas for a few minutes. There's a couple of them down there at the recycle bins. And I stood around and bumped my gums with them. You know how hams are. Most ham radios like to talk. And so if I see somebody standing around not doing nothing and they got a minute, I don't mind conversing with them a little bit and see how their day's going. But other than that, I did a few things around the house. Got up on one side of my building out there. I call it the barn. It's a metal building that I had put up. And I got the gutters cleaned out on one side. And I got to go around to the other side and clean those out. But I've got a couple appointments the next couple of days, so I'll be tied up in the afternoon. So if I'm going to get anything done, I'm going to have to do it early.
That well, just got a lot of irons in the fire here. Worked on 11 meters radio stuff all day and started this afternoon trying to get this one working. It is working, but still got some bugs to figure out. I'm not going to leave it in here long enough to put that ICOM in. So, got to look at what it'll do and see if I can do it.
There you go. And the only way to find out is to try it. And like I said, it's sounding really good. You are just clear as a bell, and you're full quieting into the repeater. And that radio's doing you a good job right now. I know when you get everything put up the way you want it, it'll be even better. It's always seems like it works better when everything's finished up.
I agree. Right, I'm going. I won't never finish, but I'm working on it.
To be honest with you, Chuck, I've been doing it for. Well, I've had my license for a little over 20 years, and I get something set up the way I want it, and next thing you know, I'm changing it. So, I don't know if we ever get through or not.
I got that. ICOM from Brad. I think you helped him take it down. I got it rigged up and it's working, but I got to get it up in the air. It's sitting on a tripod on the ground.
Talking about that Antron 99, that antenna. Yeah, that's a good antenna. It's they've been around a long, long time and they do really well. I told somebody the other day I was going to have to put me up a 10-meter vertical. I know of a couple of 10-meter nets that I can't get into on the horizontal. And I don't like to run a whole lot of power when I'm trying to get into a net, so I just, you know, turn the power down a little bit, but I can't get in horizontal. So I'll may give me a vertical up and see if I can get in some of those 10-meter nets.
Still, I used to run one years ago up at the lake, and lightning found it, and it blowed it about 200 yards away. But I'm thinking I can do a switch on this and go from 10 to 11 on the same antenna.
Antenna switch in there and hook it up backwards, you know, instead of having coming out of one transceiver into an antenna switch and then going to two different antennas. You come out of two different antennas, two different transceivers into one antenna. Of course, you don't talk on but one at a time, so I have done that here at the house.
Kind of the plan, get that 10-meter working, got that HF 707, but we'll see how it goes. I'm not no hurry for that. Just got to get the basics up in there.
Chuck, you'll get there. I don't have any doubt about it. Just take your time and learn a little bit as you go, and try not to make the same mistakes more than once.
All right. I appreciate the help here. And so far, I ain't seen no smoke out of nothing, so I guess I'm good for a little while. But I appreciate you coming back and help me see how this was doing.
More than welcome, and I'm glad it's working for you. It's really sounding good, like I said. And sounds a whole lot better than your HT. You could tell the difference immediately that you were on a different radio and a different antenna. So it's sounding good, doing a good job for you, and appreciate you hanging around and talking with us a little bit this evening.
Okay, Gary, I appreciate it again. And I get out of here, and I clear out in time to meet, put my feet up. So, KI4DOS, KR4ETW, I clear on your final.
Hey, Chuck, well, you have a good evening. Prop your feet up, get you some rest, and enjoy the rest of your week. And I hope it all goes well for you. Enjoyed it, and look forward to doing it again real soon there, young man. You take care, 73. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Yes, Kilo, Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo India, KJ4, BKI, Jack Daniel, Rock Hill, man. Y'all have a good
4DOS, please check in KR4DWT. Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Whiskey Tango. This is Nate Pickens. Good evening to everybody. Hope y'all have a good night. No comment.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KJ4BKI. Master Jack up there in Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. Hope you are doing well. And KR4DWT, Mr. Nate over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Nate. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4ZLK. I was just going to comment. I'm in the same room as I'm in my radio room. I just tore out all the carpet, took all the furniture out. I'm repainting and redoing the floors. It's amazing what carpet and furniture does for the sound, for the audio.
Absolutely. You get a room with nothing to baffle that sound around a little bit. It just echoes. I remember when I first set my radio room up here at the house, didn't have anything in it but the desk and the radios, and boy, it did the same thing. But yeah, I'm sure that you'll be glad to get all that painting and flooring and all that stuff finished up, right?
About ready to be done. I'm not done, or close to it. I'm about halfway, but I'm ready to be done. Anyway, I got my radio in here hooked up to a battery and using the outside antenna. I thought I'd paint a little bit while I was listening to the net. And you got a good one. So anyway, you have a good evening, Gary. I appreciate it. KI4DOS, N4ZLK.
Well, I knew that you had been doing some work on your place, and you were doing some painting. And I figured that may have been the deal that you had taken that stuff off the walls, and I didn't know you were ripping up the carpet in that particular room, but it does make a difference. But glad you came back in there and let us know what's going on, and I wish you well. And you and Beth make it through the upgrading of the house, you know, the paint and all of that. And y'all sit back and enjoy it for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Over.
I plan. And we're going to try to get it all done before Thanksgiving and have it ready. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling the net. And 4ZLK.
You take care and appreciate you coming back in there and hollering at us again. But we'll say 73 for now. Do we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, Whiskey 0, November Sierra. I was talking about the Aurora earlier. I was surprised last night when I was on the net and driving through northern Anderson, and I saw a red light in the sky. I was able to keep chasing it for a while, and I was able to see it clearly with my vision, not just with a camera. And apparently the solar storm is up to a G4, so I'm going to head up toward Highway 11. If you're going to be on the repeater monitoring, I'll let you know if I see anything.
Off here, I will probably go in there and pour me a cup of coffee and sit down and look at the boob tube a minute and then get ready to put it between the sheets. I got a lot to do tomorrow, so I'm not going to be up monitoring much tonight. Over.
Last night was the first time I saw the Aurora ever, and I've always wanted to, and now it's almost kind of addictive. It's almost like if I'm out here long enough, I think I'll find it, but I know that's not how space weather works. Over.
Congratulations on seeing it last night, and hope you find it tonight and get to sit in and see it and enjoy it. I'm hoping you carried your camera with you tonight, not just your phone.
My phone is a higher megapixel and more options than my old camera is, so it seems to be doing a bit of a better job with it. But the other thing I'm looking forward to tomorrow is still space related. The ISS started their slow scan TV broadcast today, and we're supposed to have a good pass tomorrow, little after 1800.
I'll have to look that up on the internet and see what the frequencies and that sort of stuff is. I'd love to see that.
I could be wrong about it, but I think the frequency they're sending out SSTV on is 145.800, but I could be wrong. I'd double-check me on that.
Won't be a problem. I'll check that out, make sure that I wrote it down, 145.800, just in case. That way I'll have it in front of me, and I'll check that out. And it's supposed to be after 1800, is that correct?
If you can stand by for just 1 second, I get pulled over, I'll look at the exact time of the pass.
I don't want you looking up something while you're trying to drive. don't want nothing to happen to you out there in the mobile. But, I can look that up as well. But I do appreciate that information. And that's not a problem. But if you're at a place that you can get pulled over and have that information available, on the net, there's some other folks that might be interested.
If I was able to pull over and get it, it's going to be tomorrow, yep, that's the 13th, at 1821 to 1827, and the angle is going to be 59 degrees from Greenville. I think it's going to be a little bit higher, a little bit east of here, west of here. And I'm going to try to get out there and record it on a handheld, if possible.
I got that down. It's going to be tomorrow, the 13th. 1821 to 1827. That's 621 to 627 at about 59 degrees.
Gary. Appreciate you calling the net and staying on to talk with me a little late.
Hey, Jonathan, you just be careful out there on the mobile. And again, I hope you are able to spot the aurora out there while you're out and about. Get up there towards Highway 11. That's some beautiful country, and the ambient light is not as prevalent, and so maybe you'll be able to see a little better.
Thursday morning isn't too early, so I can stay out a little bit late without much trouble. I may even drift up to Sassafras and see what I can see if Highway 11 doesn't offer anything.
Johnson, you be careful out there doing that, and I wish you a lot of luck in finding it. Other station, go ahead.
Hey, this is NG2A. I was just checking in. Is the aurora supposed to be visible tonight?
Can you answer that?
Well, I'm not 100% sure, because last night they were saying that South Carolina was in the camera range and that it shouldn't be visible with the naked eye, only with the camera. But I was seeing it with the naked eye last night, and that was at G3 levels, and tonight it's showing on Space Weather at G4 levels, so I'm hopeful. But the forecast last night didn't call for it, and it happened, so who knows this evening.
Be awesome. I'm up here in Tigerville right now, and I might have to pull out my telescope and see if I can see it.
Red last night with, at one point when I was near 6 Mile, it had a brighter streak in it, but it was still in the red portion of the spectrum. It was pretty cool, naked eye. I don't have a Yagi or anything, or I might try to bounce something off the aurora. That's above my head, but I need to play with it anyway.
Awesome. So you're heading up this way towards Highway 11 right now?
276 coming north out of Greenville, passing Furman University. I think I'm going to stay on 276 heading up to 11 and kind of start heading away from Greenville toward the Pickens County side.
If you want to stop by here, I'm at North Greenville University right now up in Tigerville. And, if you're an astronomer, I'm going to pull out my, I got an 8-inch Dobsonian here.
Definitely not an astronomer, but I am astro-hopeful, I guess. I can head that direction if you've got a exact location for me to meet to you.
Yeah, I am at the football stadium, actually. Football stadium at North Greenville University.
Football stadium, I'll be showing up in a silver Prius with antennas on top.
Pretty cool. Well, I'll be parked down right next to the field, but if you park up top, I can come up and grab you. I'll stay monitoring this channel.
Sure. Whiskey Zero November Sierra.
Hey, looking forward to seeing you.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Fellas, glad y'all could get together. The station up there at North Greenville, give me your call and name again.
Is November Golf 2 Alpha. November Golf 2 Alpha. Name is Nate. November Alpha Tango Echo.
We got you in the log there, young man. Do appreciate you being with us. And come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. Different net controller here. Net starts at 9 o'clock. My net normally runs a little longer because I have a swap net portion of the net. But come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you there, over.
Well, cool. Thank you so much for the invite. I appreciate it. NG2A.
Y'all have you and Jonathan get together. Hope y'all get to see the aurora tonight. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, or additional comments? Call KI4DOS.
West 6 4YM. You mentioned earlier that Tom was in rehab.
Did Tom had heart surgery, and he is going to cardiac rehab a couple of times a week. Over.
Triple cabbage done about 6 months ago in April, I believe it was, and I just finished up the rehab stuff about a month ago, and I'm still working out there. I'll have to look him up sometime. He feeds going on a Wednesday.
I did not know that you had that kind of problems, and I had a heart attack back in March of 23. And so I'm doing great. I finished my rehab and all of that. So There's too many of us going through that sort of stuff. You know, that's not necessarily a good thing, but I'm glad we're all still here.